Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE, that is 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you don't mind, actually, because generally you'll sound better if you're using Skype. With you in the studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And so, Mark, should we start with the bad news or the good news tonight?
I like good news. Let's start with the good news.
Here's some good news, and Rich, you'll appreciate this one. Reuters.com reporting from Juneau, Alaska, where smoking, growing, and owning small amounts of marijuana has become legal in Alaska as of today. As a growing decriminalization movement has reached the United States Northwest frontier. But this is more than decriminalization. This is actually legalization. Alaska, which narrowly passed the measure in November, followed Colorado and Washington among states allowing recreational use, reflecting a rapidly shifting legal landscape for the drug. It remains illegal, however, under federal law. In the District of Columbia, Mayor Muriel Bowser said on Tuesday the U.S. Capitol would go ahead with legalized possession of small amounts of marijuana and pot plants despite opposition from Congress. Voters overwhelmingly approved. I don't know how they can do that.
I want D.C. to secede. What happens if they secede?
Now, Rich Paul, I mean, you went to jail for selling cannabis, so this is an issue near and dear to your heart, certainly.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, and I'm surprised by this, because I had heard that D.C. passed legalization, but that all laws in D.C. have to go through Congress where they can be blocked. So I would like to know more about how it is the mayor in D.C. is saying they can go ahead with this, even though Congress is opposing
something
it.
Something that they did and something that we can do on the city level in Keene, in cities in New Hampshire, possibly, is the Ann Arbor, Michigan, before I was born, passed a law against marijuana possession that carried a $5 fine as its only possible penalty.
Yeah.
It was automatic, like a parking ticket. And it forbade, although the state law remained on the books and could be enforced in Ann Arbor by the state police were never in Ann Arbor, and the Ann Arbor Police Department was basically by policy forbidden to enforce the marijuana statute on the state level. They were not allowed discretion. They were told, no, if you run across marijuana possession, you will charge it under the $5 fine for the city ordinance. And that's within a city's discretion to instruct its police force on what they should do without
changing
the law.
But D.C.'s not your average city.
No.
Everything they do has to go through Congress. Now, they did decriminalize.
But congressmen don't vote in D.C. And still, remember that the real villains of our government only number some 544 people, including Supreme Court. I could be wrong on the math. Somebody check
that sounds right. 535.
I'll alter my definitions until the math is right. I'm not proud.
No, I think you're right.
Okay, cool.
Well, those are certainly some of the worst criminals, but there are plenty more criminals.
The problem with sort of bringing down, decriminalizing marijuana to $5, a $5 ticket or whatever, is that businesses can't open up and bring people things like pot brownies and, the pot lollipops and the pot sodas and whatever it is that they've got in these businesses in Colorado and Washington, is that these businesses are able to, you know, bring things to people that they wouldn't be able to get otherwise. I'm not claiming it's bad.
But at the cost of carrying a regulatory structure.
It's true.
You know, I would like to see the laws just wiped off the books. But if the choice is between a regulatory structure and a $5 fine for possession, if that $5 fine for possession goes up to any level, then I would say it's better to have a $5 fine than a regulatory. And,
I agree.
You know, I think it may well be that a lot of cops would do what they did in Ann Arbor, which is not even write the ticket because they felt it was an embarrassing waste of time to be writing $5 tickets to people for marijuana possession.
Would they confiscate a product?
If they wrote you a ticket, they would confiscate
it. But if not, would they confiscate?
Generally.
And is this still in effect in Ann Arbor, or was this only for a short period of time?
It's up to $25 now.
Okay.
But it's still, and given inflation, that's about the same as $5 then. I'm old.
So I do actually have another article about D.C., but just to talk a little bit more about what's happening in Alaska, this was approved in 2014's election. And it is in effect now, as of today.
Oregon?
Yes, okay. Oregon voters did approve a similar measure.
At this point, every state in the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
California. They have medical.
Okay. They have a really interesting
lack
medical.
Don't they have medical plus decrim?
No, it didn't go through. Well, there might be some decrim, but the legalization measure did not go through.
Okay, so it's medical, but you can basically say, oh, I get headaches to your doctor. And you're like, there's chiropractors and, I don't know, practitioners that can handle these things.
It's not hard to get pot in California. That's certainly true.
I would call it de facto legalized in California.
Fair enough.
And so that's the whole West Coast.
Correct.
Here's the challenge that I have, and I'd like to see New Hampshire do this, but just think about this. Some state in the East, Colorado, Washington, they've got the jump on the other places because people can go in and they can buy marijuana.
That's a big boon for their economy.
It's a huge boon. Colorado, I believe the numbers were like 140 plus million in tax revenue and
last year,
$60 million in tax revenue and $140 million plus in savings on enforcement.
Yeah.
So they made $200 million by legalizing,
and they're not even counting tourism.
I think they're counting tourism. Yes, in that because that would be the tax revenue from the sales.
There would be tour. I'm talking about people staying in hotels, people using transportation services. You know, a lot of stoners have vacationed in Colorado.
It's absolutely true. There is cannabis tourism in Colorado and Washington.
So, Rich is absolutely right. Add hundreds of millions of dollars more for the economy, and then extra taxes on
top
of that.
Better money because it actually goes to the private sector mostly instead of going to the government.
And so, you know, hey, some state in the East, you are missing out. You're really, really dropping the ball on this.
Well, apparently Maryland does have some sort of effort going forward in their legislature. Of course, I've heard Vermont is talking about a legalization.
Vermont is going to steal this from New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And it is going to be so sad that the stuffy old people in that run the House in New Hampshire just can't pass this. They really, really are dropping the ball. The governor is the reason because she keeps on getting in bed with the police unions.
Yeah. See, it should be a Republican issue, and how it ended up being a Democratic issue, I don't know. It's so obvious. Small government, 10th Amendment. There are so many reasons that the Republicans should be leading the charge to legalization, and except for Rand Paul, they're dropping the ball.
I don't think Rand Paul's not even very good on it.
He's not great on it. He does say he wants to end the war on drugs.
Has he said that?
Yeah. He's somewhat cagey about how. And that may be. I think Rand Paul plays the game much better than his father does, which makes it kind of anybody's guess what he really believes. Mm-hmm. And I'd be really curious to see what he did in office.
Well, we're going to come back with more on this. There's more to say about Alaska. Especially, I want to know what's going on with D.C. because they definitely did. The Congress did block the legalization measure that happened there. It was a voter-approved measure, and they didn't like it in Congress. Now, there was a decrim measure also that went through. Last year, they did decriminalize in D.C. because Congress left that one alone. So that one passed the city council, a decrim measure, and Congress ignored it. But they did not ignore the legalization one. We'll come back with more here in moments on what's happening with cannabis across the country. 855, 453, plus when's Oregon going to implement their legalization? There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Constitution was not America's first governing document. The first was the Articles of Confederation, created in 1775, under which the existing states grouped themselves as a union. Under the Articles, votes by the 13 states had to be unanimous, and what was enacted didn't have the force of law. It was merely a suggestion to the state. The Constitution's supporters, the Federalists, argued that the Articles were weak because the nation couldn't make good on its debts or prevent squabbles among states. Be careful what you wish for, their opponents, the Anti-Federalists, warned. A more powerful federal government could dominate the states and people. The Anti-Federalists lost that battle and the new Constitution was ratified, but it is in large part thanks to them that we have a Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution adopted to address their concerns. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live. You are invited toll free to dial in here. Bring up anything you'd like. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'd also like to invite you to Austin, Texas, the downtown Moody Theater, second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. will be happening there March 28th and 29th. So there's going to be some great keynote speakers, including George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author. Plus, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India, as well as other great speakers, including Vitalik Buterin, Robert Murphy, Jason King, David Johnson, and Charlie Shrem. Go and get the full list over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. The real reason to come out to these conferences is the networking, to meet the people, the movers and the shakers. In the Bitcoin universe, a lot of them are going to be there at Texas Bitcoin.
And to see the new tech.
Yeah, absolutely. TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 28th and 29th. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Code FTL gets you $25 off the already very affordable $150 ticket price. And another $25 when you use code FTL will go to Sean's Outpost, which is an excellent Bitcoin-based charity that helps homeless people in North Florida. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live was there broadcasting live last year, and we had a great time. I'm definitely looking forward to going again, and we'll see you there March 28th and 29th, TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't forget to use code FTL for the $25 off. We were just talking about Alaska. The story is from Reuters, where, according to the story here, Tuesday, that's today, Alaska's legalization program has gone into effect for legalizing cannabis, as well as pot plants, so you can grow, you can possess. And I guess if you have the appropriate permission slip from government, you can sell it, according to the story.
That is the biggest problem, but I just don't see it undoing itself. I would also caution...
You don't see what undoing what self? I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't see that I don't see marijuana becoming legalized without the government getting a piece.
Well, that's what legalization entails. We discussed this last week, Mark, and I don't think you were on that show. But Rich Paul, you and I, and I forget who else was in here at the time, but Chris Cantwell, actually.
Yeah, Cantwell.
We came to the conclusion that we should be calling what we want, that the ideal circumstance for a true liberty-minded person should be considered repeal of prohibition.
Yes.
Not legalization, not decriminalization. Those are okay. Those are better than prohibition. But the best is total repeal of prohibition, the striking of the words cannabis from any statute.
Yeah, and I don't think the politicians are going to go anywhere near that. I mean, it's like, do you guys want a bunch of money or not want a bunch of money? You know, that's what you're asking them here, and that's really the difficulty we have.
Well, the bottom line is it becomes a different issue. Once you get to the point where marijuana has a regulatory apparatus that's pretty much the same as what it has for alcohol.
In fact, the proposal is usually to use the Liquor Commission for
it. Yeah, then at that point, further legalization of marijuana is not more important to me or less important to me than further legalization of alcohol and further legalization of tobacco. So it becomes, there's no longer a war on marijuana. That's over. So that's good. And at that point, I would start saying, let's get rid of all of these regulatory apparatus.
Let's get rid of the Liquor Commission entirely. I was actually in the state house a few weeks ago, and there was a proposal on the table to repeal one of the regulations to make it so you don't have to have... There's in New Hampshire, there is a rule that says if you're going to sell alcohol, and by the way, you can only sell beer and wine without being the government in New Hampshire. So if you're going to sell beer and wine, that you have to have $3,000 worth of food inventory, and this can be, spam. It can be canned food, it'd be dried milk, and usually that's what these stores, these kind of beer and wine stores, will do, is they'll, have some really crappy spam and stuff like that, and it'll be over in a corner just collecting dust, because nobody actually goes to the beer and wine store to buy food. It's just some ridiculous requirement they put in there to make it more difficult to start a business.
Yeah, they say things like old people will starve if they don't have, if beer and wine stores don't have spam. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Well, no, they actually admitted, the liquor commissioner in his testimony actually did admit that their fear was that if they got rid of this $3,000 requirement, that all of a sudden these beer and wine stores will be popping up everywhere. They'll be on every street corner. this was what they believed. And, of course, it's unrealistic. $3,000 isn't a...
$3,000 isn't a hurdle to anything.
Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, it's you're going to have to spend $200,000 or whatever to open up the storefront. $3,000 is, you know, a drop in the bucket these days. Maybe when it was instituted decades ago, $3,000 would have been a little bit more of a hefty fee.
Well, I think what they don't want to admit is the people who really pushed for that $3,000, I'm told, are the grocery distributors.
This is true.
You know,
they were there, actually.
Oh, they were there testifying for it again.
That's right.
Did they manage to say anything but, we really want the money?
No, that's what they said. They said it's going to hurt our business.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me that a special pleading like that is not an argument for repealing the law. I mean, when people just come out and say, give us money because we want it, you know,
That's why
they are the grocery stores, right? Like they have this sort of, well, we sell milk and eggs and cheese. We love you and your family. We're good people. And you don't want us to not get, I mean, there's a lot of money in fermented grape juice and fermented wheat juice or whatever the heck you'd call beer. And we don't want these little stores that all they do is sell the naughty stuff. They don't sell any of the wholesome things. Where are their damn bell peppers, for God's sake?
Yeah, they didn't go that far, Mark, but that might have actually been more persuasive had they made that argument. They could have said, we'll put these kids out of work if you get rid of this requirement.
The grocery stores of New Hampshire can hire me to shill for them. I'll be happy to go in there.
So this is one of those things. I know we've gotten off the cannabis legalization. We'll come back to it.
Okay, so this is what I want to point out is that, A, licenses the government making something illegal and then selling you the right to do it again. Okay, selling you the ability. Taking away a right. Selling you the ability to do it again. Secondarily, let's take a look at alcohol prohibition. It was legal. They made it illegal. And then they did this licensing thing.
Right.
And anybody who knows anything about alcohol licenses knows that it is messed up. There's a reason the mob's involved.
Oh, yeah. They restrict the number of licenses that are available in most places. And it's very difficult to acquire them. And you've got to go through background checks and all kinds of nonsense. So when I got up to testify on this bill of repealing that $3,000 requirement, I made the statement that this bill doesn't go far enough. We need to repeal the Liquor Commission entirely. So I actually told them that during my testimony. And the funny thing was, the next week, Chris Camwell and I are sitting in the cafeteria in New Hampshire. You can actually eat with the state reps. You know, they talk to you. And so we're just sitting there and having our chat during our lunch. And the state rep comes over and he introduces himself to Chris and I. And he essentially says, he kind of joked with me, like, you should have seen the look on the liquor commissioner's face. Because the head of the liquor commission came out to testify in favor of this $3,000 requirement. And he was apparently sitting right behind me when I advocated for the complete repeal and elimination of the Liquor Commission. This state rep says to us, you should have seen the look on his face. It was priceless. And
wow.
So, you know,
was there nobody filming?
I think there was. That actually was before we started bringing the camera on a more consistent basis.
We need more activists out there.
And it probably wouldn't have caught the camera probably wouldn't have caught the audience reaction anyway. But I just thought it was an interesting story.
Yeah,
and
that is great.
That doesn't happen everywhere, and only in New Hampshire, I think. 855-453. If you want to join the fun, come on up here and check out the Liberty Forum. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. And definitely go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I gotta tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible, get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How about some free coffee? How about a pound of some of the best coffee out there in the world from BuzzBox? Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. You get your first pound free. You just pay the shipping cost. How do you do it? You go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Now, you can cancel your subscription at any time, but the folks over at BuzzBox are so confident that you will not want to cancel. That's why they're giving you an entire pound to try it out. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get started there. And know this, that when you buy coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, a portion of the sale is going towards microloans through Kiva.org. We're giving loans out to people in tough parts of the world in which to live and helping them make a better life for themselves. So you can get great coffee and help people out as well. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Back with you in studio, it's Ian here with you.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich Paul looking super cool. If you are watching our cam right now at cam.freetalklive.com, you'll see he is wearing sunglasses indoors at night.
From a storage unit.
Let's go to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. Hey, I got a quick question, and then I got just a comment I want to make.
Okay, sure.
Rich, I wanted to ask you, when we go full on legal over here, would you come over and celebrate with all of us?
Where are you?
Vermont.
I'll definitely come party with you guys. I won't move. I'm committed to the Free State Project, but I will definitely come smoke a bowl of blunt and whatever other sort of paraphernalia you can muster.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
What's happening over there, Robert? What's the status? Have you been following the Vermont legalization movement?
It's my understanding that the company is all done in terms of its. They were doing some kind of an evaluation, and that's all done. And it sounds like to me that they're just waiting to vote on this. Is what it sounds like to me. I could be wrong.
So is this like a consulting group that came in and like did a study on how much money they were going to be able to extract out of people from a tax? Is that what happened?
They're saying that when it goes full on legal over here, that the state of Vermont will make tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue. It's going to, surpass, according to what it says in the paper, Colorado, Washington, and wherever else it's legal. And I can see that happening because, obviously the state of New Hampshire is beside Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, New York. I mean, it's going to be incredible to see this. It's really kind of exciting.
Yeah, I agree with you. Robert, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Someone on the East Coast is, state is going to go first, and the only question is which one.
It's going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on the surrounding states.
Oh, yeah,
You can go from, New Hampshire, which, sadly, I'm really sorry to say this, has the most draconian pot laws in New England.
It's true.
If you can go from New Hampshire and just drive over the border, I can see Vermont from my house.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah Palin.
Yeah, well, I got her tied up out bike.
Damn.
I can go there and just, smoke up and then whatever. I mean, there's nothing they can do. It just throws it all into a tailspin for them. And the the chief of police's organization, whatever that is, that goes and testifies in front of the New Hampshire House, he's just going to look like a brain jackass.
Oh, he's already there. I mean,
there's video of that. Yeah.
Not to the old people that populate the New Hampshire House, right?
Well, the New Hampshire House is right on this issue. I just like to make
that
clear.
Not right enough. If they were 90% right, they would shove it through.
No. They had it. They had a veto-proof margin last time
this.
Yeah, the New Hampshire House has been right on this issue for a number of years.
Fine, then the New Hampshire
Senate. The issue is the Senate, where this issue got tabled last year.
Well, really, it's the governor, because it went, all the way through and got vetoed. Yeah.
It didn't get to the
governor. Well, the scuttlebutt has been that the Senate has been voting against it because they knew the governor would veto it, and they didn't want her to have to do that. So they're complicit in her scheme, no matter what it is.
Now, it is a different makeup of the Senate this year. Maybe things will have a better chance. Maybe decrim will have a better chance. We'll see. I mean, you can't really predict in advance what's going to happen. But one of the things that is true about New Hampshire is the government is in such a way here that it is difficult to change, which means it's difficult to get rid of things that are already there, but it's also difficult to add things to in New Hampshire. It's fairly challenging for the people who love the government, the status, if you will, for them to actually get their way. That's why New Hampshire has resisted having like a seatbelt law for adults forever. I mean, we're the only state of the 49. New Hampshire's the only one, or 49 others have this.
The cantankerous Yankee sword cuts on both sides.
Yeah,
sadly, as hard as it is to get a law through in New Hampshire is as hard as it is to repeal a law in New Hampshire.
But this one, I think, now look, I've been attending these hearings, and Rich, I know you've been to some of them as well, but these cannabis legalization /decrim /repeal hearings, I've been to many of these, and it's starting to sound more like an inevitability.
Yep.
And
it is an inevitability.
Right.
If any legislator doesn't think it's an inevitability, is a fool.
Yeah. I mean, they for a long time, the excuse was, the most common excuse you would hear would be, well, you know, all these things you're saying about legalization make sense, because the legalization
crew
comes in there with all kinds of great information, well-researched, you know, they've got their presentation together, Normal's in there, you know, there's different organizations, and they put together a great presentation. And so the excuse used to be, oh, well, that's great and everything, and we understand what you're saying, but the federal government will come crack down on us. We can't legalize it because what will the feds do? Well, now they don't have that one.
Right.
And I never understood that argument, because the feds have never punished a state for failing to duplicate federal law at a state level.
But they have raided. But they have raided the medical facilities in California even after medical passed there.
Well, they have done it, but my answer to a legislator who brought that up would be, look, if the feds want to have a war on drugs, let the feds pay for it.
Well,
you know, there's no reason to be wasting New Hampshire blood and treasure on that.
So many of the old people want to fall in line. You know, they're before everything, they got to say a Pledge of Allegiance all that stuff. But what I'd like to point out is each and every one of the people that made that excuse is wrong. They're wrong. They haven't done it to Colorado. They haven't done it to Washington.
Right.
They're not going to do it to Alaska. They're not going to do it to Oregon. And they're not going to do it to D.C. because they were wrong, right? Like, this is what happens when you make these predictions, is you never really know. And that prediction was wrong.
Right. So that one's off the table. That was their biggest excuse. That was the biggest argument they had. Well, we could do it, but... Well, now that one's off the table, so they are coming. They're running out of excuses. I mean, at this point, the only real argument they have is to trot out the state
police.
We don't
want the extra tax money, and we'd like to give it all to Vermont. We're a bunch of fools that hate our state.
They just trot out the... Look, I was at the most recent hearing, which was about decrim, actually, and the only people who opposed this was the state police... the same guy who's there every time, the chiefs of police organization, and it's the same, you know, white-haired
guy. Out of there one day.
Yeah, that's right. We got a video of that. This guy, the white-haired guy, just submitted written testimony. He didn't even bother testifying because he knows the House is going to vote. You know, the House is going to vote for legalization. And so then the only other people who testified against it was this group called NH Futures, which is a prohibitionist group. They trotted out a couple high school girls who did some sort of a... I missed this part, but it is on video because I was out of the room. But from what I was told, they had a little script, and they read from the script, and it was like a little trade-off thing where one girl said one thing, and the other girl said the other, and the other girl said... And so they, you know, they just read off their propaganda, and then, of course, no one asked them any questions because, well, they didn't
want to
get
them
hot steam.
Why would you want some 16-year-old's opinion?
So it's just... I mean, that's all they got is the children!
See, that's what the porcupine legislators should answer that tactic with. They should start asking these kids sophisticated questions.
Oh, I agree. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But let's come back around to Alaska, because that's the third state to legalize. It went into effect today. We'll talk a little bit more about what's included in that coming up on Free Talk Live.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mentioned earlier tonight the Liberty Forum. If you love the ideas of freedom and you like the idea of the Free State Project, the idea of bringing liberty-minded people together to the same geographic area. That's what the Free State Project is about. 20,000 is the number that we're trying to reach. We've got over 16,000 today. And so when we reach 20,000 people who are signing up and pledging to make the move to New Hampshire, then the move will officially begin. Now, the three of us, we're early movers.
What's the official number on that? How many movers exactly?
Movers, I believe, is probably around 1,500. There are about 1,700 people who are here in New Hampshire. And then as far as the number of actual signers, it's been a while since I've looked, but I can pull that up. All the information you need is over at freestateproject.org. And current number of participants, 16,474. That's the number of signers. And then the number in New Hampshire already is 1,709, which means that we've got a good solid 10% of the membership that are already here. And they're getting started, and some of them have gotten elected. And we were talking about legalizing cannabis. And, of course, if you want to see cannabis decriminalized, legalized, the prohibition repealed, I still think New Hampshire is the best place to go because it's going to happen here eventually. And then you get all the other benefits of being in the freest place in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to go visit Colorado, but sure. Colorado is less free in so many ways.
Yeah, gun freedoms aren't the same there.
Yeah.
Well, if you go, and the Mercatus Center has checked it out, the freedom of in the 50 states, and New Hampshire has ranked number one 3 out of 5 times, and 5 times in the top 5 freest state in the union. So I'm... New Hampshire is sort of inarguably the freest state when you look at those, sort of the Mercatus Center's listing. There's another one that came out recently, but it doesn't seem to be as in-depth. And, that makes sense. Now, if pot's important to you, I think that you're going to see that that most states are going to switch over relatively quickly.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of an avalanche happens, right? Because certainly medical, there's what, 22, 24 states or something like that?
They claim more than half.
Yeah, there's quite a few states that have gone medical, and of course more go that way over time. Will we see legalization go faster than medical? Because remember, it was... It was 1996 when California went with its Proposition 215, which legalized medical. So that's almost 20 years to get to 25 states.
I think that the last states will just go straight to decrim or regulation. Skip medical, and I don't think they'll go as far as repeal. That's going to be a future battle.
So hopefully we'll see repeal here in New Hampshire at some point. But we've got to get activists
here. That would be nice if we were the first state to have repeal. That would give the Liberty Crown back to New Hampshire.
Well, also, something that could happen... and again, I'm not predicting that New Hampshire will do this, but it could happen that New Hampshire could be the first legislative legalization or whatever. Because I know New Hampshire was the first state to have legislative gay marriage, for instance. So it wasn't the first state with gay marriage, but it was the first to do it through the legislative process, which is a fairly difficult thing to accomplish if you think about it.
And there is no, unfortunately, no ballot proposition system in
Maybe not so unfortunate, because you could argue that there's a lot of bad stuff that comes through the ballot measures as well. Like in Florida, when we started Free Talk Live in 2002, the very first issue that we talked about was the smoking ban that was put on the ballot in Florida and passed by 70% margin there. I mean, there was a tremendous amount of people. These guys in Florida, they'll vote for everything they put on the ballot. The people down in Florida will just vote yes on every single ballot measure. I mean, I swear to you.
Wow.
So, I kind of feel like having the ballot measure thing is not necessarily a good thing.
You may well be right.
Well, especially when you have the very representative kind of structure that New Hampshire has. Now, I'm under no delusion that a so-called representative represents me. That's obviously not the case. It is what it is. But
there are people in the legislature that do represent me, though, and this is the first time I've ever been able to say that. I mean, I can't say that Mark Warden doesn't represent me. I can't say Kyle Tasker doesn't represent me.
There might be a couple issues on which we would quibble, but I tend to agree with you there.
But nobody represents me exactly.
That's what I mean.
If you put 100 anarchists in a room together,
somebody's
going to
throw a Molotov cocktail.
Well, they might, but there's going to be 101 opinions on any given issue.
But my point being that
use that term.
In New Hampshire, these so-called representatives, they represent around 3,000 people per district, because there are 400 representatives in New Hampshire. So it's just a totally different situation here, and I don't think you even need ballot measures here at all. So back to the story here from Alaska. By the way, Mark, I pulled up the Mercatus Center, Freedom in the 50 States, from 2014, I think this is.
So New Hampshire's at number 3 on that one?
New Hampshire is at number 4.
4 on that one. Okay.
And Colorado is number 19, so not even close. All right, back to the story about Alaska, which sparked this entire conversation. They do mention here that Oregon voters approved a similar measure in November, but the drug does not become legal there until July. In Maryland, the state legislature began hearings on Tuesday on a measure to legalize marijuana. It's also happening in Vermont and New Hampshire, but whether those will go anywhere is another question. In Alaska, anyone aged 21 or older can possess up to an ounce of marijuana and can grow up to 6 plants, 3 of which can be flowering. Smoking in public and buying and selling the drug remains illegal, but private exchanges are allowed if money is not involved. Now, that's interesting.
Now, could you use Bitcoin? Isn't Bitcoin considered a commodity?
It depends who you ask.
Yeah, I would not give you legal advice on that.
Okay.
Barack Obama's Department of Justice has allowed the experiments to proceed, saying it would look to prosecute a narrower range of marijuana-related crimes, such as sales to children. But that could change if a more conservative president is elected in 2016, when Alaska's first marijuana shops are likely to open. Supporters of the measure say it reflects... So basically, today... Tuesday, when we're recording this show, it is legal for you to possess up to an ounce of marijuana, and you can grow up to 6 plants. The stores will not open until sometime in 2016, so this is sort of a tiered introduction into legalization. So this is sort of like a decrim period, essentially, or almost a semi-repeal, at least for a short period of time, in that... It's fully legal to possess this. There's not a criminal penalty.
Up to an ounce.
Fully legal to possess.
Now, the question is, at what point, if ever, does it become a felony? Because as long as there's still felonies on the books involving marijuana, that's pretty ugly.
Yeah. Well, it's not perfect.
No.
But supporters of the measure say it reflects a sense of personal freedom that resonates with residents of Alaska, a state with a libertarian streak. This is, again, the Reuters story. They also say legal sales will generate income and jobs. Dr. Tim Hinterberger, chairman of the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol, said in a statement, quote, "Alaska now has some of the most sensible marijuana laws in the nation," unquote. The state's school alcohol regulatory board, which is set to meet on Tuesday, must fill gaps in the legislation, such as a definition of the public places where people cannot light up. So again, smoking in public is illegal. Buying and selling cannabis is illegal. State regulators are drafting rules covering the taxation and sale of marijuana, which must be adopted by November 24th. Applications for the first business licenses will not be accepted until February 2016. So if they're not accepting applications for licenses until February, you can expect they likely won't be opening their doors on any businesses until the summer of 2016 at the earliest, I would say, in Alaska.
I wonder what the policy will be on private clubs.
Excellent question. Don't have an answer for you there. But if you're in Alaska and you can answer Rich's question, you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Now, why did you ask that question? What is the relevance there?
Because, you know, the thing that you want once you have legal weed is someplace where you can hang out with it at a bar, similar to a bar, maybe just a cannabis bar. But, you know, that's an important part of freedom.
I totally agree. I was in Toronto, and they had these semi-tolerated places. So it was still illegal what was going on in these places, but the police weren't doing anything about it, generally. Every now and then they'd crack down on one of them. I don't know, maybe they weren't paying their bribes or something like that, but there were these places where you could go, bring your own marijuana, and the place would provide a vaporizer and basically kind of a chill pad where, you know, they'd have a video game system, DVDs, a television, and, you know, people could just hang out and get high. And they actually sold marijuana milkshakes at this place, along with some sandwiches and some snacks and goodies like that. It was a $14 milkshake, and boy, was it good. More coming up here.
You know, he remembers that price than Pulp Fiction.
Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.